Sri Aurobindo Savitri, a legend and a symbol. Book 7, the Book of Yoga, Canto 6, Nirvana and the Discovery of the All-Negating Absolute Truth. Pages 532 to 533. A calm, slow sun looked down from tranquil heavens. A routed, sullen, rare god of retreat. The last rains had fled, murmuring across the woods. Or failed, a sibilant whisper mid the leaves. And the great blue enchantment of the sky recovered the deep rapture of its smile. Its mellow splendor, unstressed by storm-licked heats, found a room for a luxury of warm, mild days. The night's golden treasure of autumnal moons came floating, shipped through ripples of fairy air, and Savitri's life was glad, fulfilled like Earth's. She had found herself. She knew her being's aim. Although her kingdom of marvelous change within remained unspoken in her secret breast, all that lived round her felt its magic charm. The trees' rustling voices told it to the winds. Flowers spoke in ardent hues and unknown joy. The birds' caroling became a canticle. The beasts forgot their strife and lived at ease, absorbed in wide communion with the unseen. The mild ascetics of the woods received a sudden greatening of their lonely muse. This bright perfection of her inner state poured, overflowing into her outward scene, made beautiful, dull, common, natural things, in action wonderful, in time divine. Even the smallest, meanest work became a sweet, a glad and glorious sacrament, an offering to the self of the great world, our service to the one in each and all. A light invading all from her being's light. Her heartbeats, dance, communicated bliss. Happiness grew happier, shared with her by her touch. And grief, some solace found when she drew near, above the cherished head of Satyavan. She saw not fate's dark and lethal orb. A golden circle around the mystic sun disclosed to her newborn predicting sight the cyclic rondeur of a sovereign life. In her visions and deep-etched veridical dreams, in brief shifting of the future's heavy screen, he lay not by a dolorous decree, a victim in the dismal entry of death, or born to blissful regions far from her, forgetting the sweetness of Earth's warm delight, forgetting the passionate oneness of love's clasp, absolved in the self-wrapped immortal's bliss. Always he was with her, a living soul that met her eyes with close, enamored eyes. A living body near to her body's joy. But now no longer in these great wild woods, in kinship with the days of bird and beast, and leveled to the bareness of Earth's brown breast. But, mid the thinking, high-built lives of men, in tapestried chambers and on crystal floors, in armored town or gardened pleasure walks, even in a distance closer than her thoughts, body to body near, soul near to soul, moving as if by a common breath and will, they were tied in a single circling of their days, together by love's unseen atmosphere, inseparable like the earth and sky. Thus for a while she trod the golden path. This was the sun before abysmal night.